بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Men and women as human beings are completely equal in Islam. This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, meeting with hundreds of prominent Iranian women in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on January 4th, 2023. As I mentioned previously, if you read the books about the wives of the martyrs, love and serenity can be clearly seen there. One can also see how this man, who has made his way to the middle of the battlefield, whether in the holy defense, in defeating the holy shrines, or in the other difficult fields, finds calm next to his wife. His mental turmoil abates, and love keeps him on his feet and gives him courage and strength so that he is able to carry on with his work. So, this is what a woman is like as a wife. She is a source of tranquility. She is a source of love, calm, and such things. Now, I have already mentioned this about tranquility, and made from it its mate, that he might find comfort with her. This is a verse from the Holy Quran. In another verse, it is stated, He created for you mates from your own selves, that you may take comfort in them, and He ordained affection and mercy between you. The Holy Quran, chapter 30, ayah 21. Affection means love. Mercy means kindness. Love and kindness are exchanged between a husband and wife. This is what a woman's role is as a wife. It is not a small role. It is a very important role. It is a very big role. This is related to marital life.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
With regard to motherhood, the role of a woman is a role where she gives life. A woman produces beings which come from her. This is how it is. She is the one who carries. She is the one who gives birth. She is the one who feeds. She is the one who looks after the child. The lives of human beings are in the hands of mothers. Children owe their lives to their mothers. The love that the Almighty God has placed in the mother's heart for child is unparalleled. There is no other life like it or that is equal to it in quality. She provides life. Generations continue. Mothers bring about the continuation of generations. It is due to motherhood that the human race continues.
Allah, I want to thank you. That you've done for me through all my years I've been lost. You guided me.